Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. I work out when I walk in the spot. Yeah, this is what I see. Everybody stops and is staring at me. I got passion in my pants and I ain't afraid to show it. Show it, show it, show it. I'm sexy and I know it. Sexy and I know it.
And we will immediately stop. And some people are going to say, oh, this is terrible. I can't believe. You know, these people are killing people when they go into the stores. You'll have 300 young people who are not looking for a good future walk into a store, big department store, and just pillage it. And if you happen to be there when they're there, they'll knock the hell out of you and kill you in some cases.
What? Kill you in some cases? The organized retail theft looting gangs, don't think, I went looking, and it's possible I missed a story, but there was like one, in terms of deaths that have been connected with, you know, shoplifting incidents in the last year, I found two examples. One was an old, like an 80-year-old guy who decided to engage shoplifters, and it didn't seem to be an organized retail theft situation, and there was another one that was similarly vague. So the groups of teenagers and young adults who are going in and doing this organized retail theft are certainly awful, evil, wicked, disturbing, and antisocial. All true, but they're not killing people. That's not accurate. So, you know, but the former president is often known for his not being accurate. So he went on, and this is the part where things get, this is sort of a pay attention, you know, pay attention moment, because this is what the former president had to say when he was in California over the weekend.
And we will immediately stop all of the pillaging and theft. Very simply, if you rob a store, you can fully expect to be shot as you are leaving that store. Shot.
So you can hear the crowd. I'm going to let it play while I talk a little bit because it's going to get to an interesting moment here in a second. So he's saying that when groups of shoplifters come in and they're leaving, you shoot them on the way out in the back. And the crowd is chanting for, let me check what this would be. Oh, yeah, murder. It's murder he's talking about. How many times, listen, we have Bob Johnson, sheriff of Santa Rosa County. We have Chip Simmons, Escambia County Sheriff. And we have Mike Wood on the show all the time, every week. Standing interview with all three of those guys, right? What have we told you over and over and over and over again? Just because I want to be sure that gun owners know what the law is. If somebody is threatening your life or limb right now, or somebody else's life or limb right now, you are justified in shooting them in self-defense or defense of other. If somebody is not threatening your life or limb right now, or you don't have a reasonable belief about that, you know, in the middle of the night, there's a noise and you think it's a person and you're not quite sure what's going on, right? The uncertainty can create justification. But you can't shoot shoplifters. You can't even shoot looters, typically. That's, you know, you loot, we shoot. Nah, usually that's a murder charge. Unless you reasonably believe that they are threatening your life, right? Okay, so here we have organized retail theft. You're in a store. Group of teens comes in, or, you know, 18, 20, 25-year-olds comes in, and they're all wearing hoodies, and they're all going and breaking the glass and stealing the stuff. What are you justified in doing? Well, are they coming at you? If so, shoot them. If they're not coming at you, there is not a lot you can do. Not legally. But let's say you wait it out until, as he says, they're leaving the store with their merchandise. And you decide to pull your gun and shoot them in the back. Guess who's going to jail for life? You, because that's murder. So he's advocating murder as a solution to organized retail theft. And the crowd's chanting his name like he's some hero. I mean, Trump's got the reputation for being the law and order president. That is not a law and order thing to say. That is a Wild West vigilante retribution thing to say. And that's a very different thing. You know, do you see? I know it's frustrating. I know it's outrageous. I know we all hate the images of what we see on TV, but he's literally advocating, he's advocating murder as a deterrent.
And everything will immediately stop. You won't have any more of that. And you know, our law enforcement is great, but they're not allowed to do anything. They're told to stand by, stand back, don't touch, don't touch. They watch hundreds of kids walk out with television sets, and if they do anything, they lose their family, they lose their house, they lose their pension, they get fired. We have the greatest law enforcement in the world. They know exactly what to do, but they're not allowed to do it by incompetent politicians.
The cops are fully allowed to go hands-on with people engaged in active, organized retail theft. That's not accurate. And his idea that the police are there to, you know, they aren't going to do anything.
The word that they shoot you will get out within minutes, and our nation in one day will be an entirely different place.
So. Now, do I agree that there would be a deterrent effect if people did that? Sure, but that doesn't justify it. Shoplifting is not a capital offense. Unless you think what we ought to be is some of these, you know, third world areas where they do punish it that way. You know, you steal a burger and they kill you. You put graffiti up on the wall and they kill you. I mean, is that what we're advocating for? It's this notion of, well, here's the rest of what he said.
There must be retribution for theft and destruction and the ruination of our country. This is a phenomenon all over the world. People are watching this. This doesn't happen anywhere else.
Retribution for theft. There's a thing called put them in jail. Prosecute the crime. Work the process. Law and order. Not individuals shooting looters as they leave the... Somebody says, well, Andrew, he didn't say shoot him in the back. Okay, I'll play it again. Listen.
And we will immediately stop all of the pillaging and theft. Very simply, if you rob a store, you can fully expect to be shot as you are leaving that store. Shot.
You're not shooting them in the front while they're leaving. 437-1620. Unless they're backing gently away. I'm just telling you what he said. Oh, and there's more, by the way. I'll get you just in a second. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
I got to do traffic after that. as we take a look, good news is we're not showing any of these slowdowns or delays right now. Highway 90 clear from Milton into P Ridge into Pace. And taking a look in the west side of Pensacola, Lillian Jackson, Navy, New Warrington, all accident free. If you see an accident or a slowdown or you want to comment, certainly text it in 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to former President Trump in California over the weekend. Final thoughts on this subject, and then I got a different one for you on this by the same speaker.
It's no longer inner cities. This is happening in areas that nobody believes. These kids walk out with televisions, and not kids, some are men, and a lot of it's organized now, where they actually go and take everything out of the store, and then you see this guy selling stuff 5 miles away or selling it from behind cars. It's a horrible thing.
It is a horrible thing.
When the police are allowed to, and that means, in some cases, shoot them. This will stop immediately.
Again, I agree with him. There will be a deterrent effect. I mean, if looters expect to get shot, it'll tend to cut down on the looting. But you don't get to do something purely for the deterrent effect because, you know, if we start chopping people's hands off because they shoplift, it'll stop shoplifting. But the principle of our legal system, going back to things like, you know, I don't know, the Bible, is proportionality and punishment for crime. You can over-punish people and you can deter a behavior, but justice says that you're not allowed to give disproportionate punishment for a crime, even though it feels so satisfying. That's different, by the way, from feeling godly. You know, that's very different from feeling godly. By the way, all of that about the shooting the looters as they're leaving the store, which again, you know, you'll catch a murder charge for that, just to be clear. If that's what happens, that's what'll happen to you. And then in a different part of the speech, this is the one that came out. Yeah, this speech apparently, like, I guess maybe Newsmax was carrying it live, and then they cut away from it after a while. And it's kind of hard to find. Like, you can't go find it on YouTube, you know, because they censor former President Trump. But in any case, this is the clip that surfaced yesterday.
But
prepare yourself. Just prepare yourself, okay? On the one hand, the clip is completely unsurprising. On the other hand, it's a little surprising.
But if you become president and you don't like somebody, or if somebody's beating you by 10, 15, or 20 points, like we're doing with crooked Joe Biden, let's indict the motherfucker. Let's indict.
So to sum up the last 2 weeks, DeSantis is wrong for the 6-week abortion ban because that's extreme. So abandoning the pro-life camp, go ahead and shoot looters as they're leaving the store, which is sort of endorsing murder, and just go ahead and say the big daddy of them all in a speech, because you can take the conservative Christian vote totally for granted, and they're not. There's nothing you can do to lose their vote, I guess. So 437-1620, 437-1620. What do you think? I'm Andrew McKay.
This is Paul Epstein with Running Wild. Join me tomorrow at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Discover why we at Running Wild are the running and fitness experts in the Pensacola and Fairhope communities, specializing in fitting you in the best shoe, apparel, and training for your unique needs. We pride ourselves on serving, training, and encouraging you to reach your goals. So bring your questions tomorrow at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. First City Art Center's 17th annual Pumpkin Patch is Friday and Saturday at the FCAC campus. Choose a hand-blown glass and handcrafted pumpkin and support local artists. See firstcityart.org for more. Soaring excitement and thrilling musicality come together for opening night of the Pensacola Symphony Orchestra's 98th season, Saturday night at the Sanger Theater. See PensacolaSanger.com. Submit your events at NewsRadio923.com.
It's not too late.
Enroll today for fall classes at Pensacola State College and join the 95% of PSC students who are going to school loan-free.
That's right, loan-free.
PSC offers more than 100 programs to choose from, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees in a format that works best for you. Plus, your education courses are guaranteed to transfer to Florida public universities. So don't wait. Register for fall classes today at PensacolaState.edu. Go here, get there. Pensacola State College.
The Pensacola Expert Panel. Pep Talk, 9 to 11, before Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Quickly as you can, snatch the pebble from my hand.
And we will immediately stop all of the pillaging and theft. Very simply, if you rob a store, you can fully expect to be shot as you are leaving that store. Shot! But if you become president and you don't like somebody, or if somebody's beating you by 10, 15, or 20 points, like we're doing with crooked Joe Biden, let's indict the motherfucker. Let's indict.
So, President Trump gave a speech in California over the weekend and said some things. We've been talking about that. 624 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I got somebody on the line who, I'm sorry I did not ask your name. I should have asked. I just failed to do so and wanted to disagree with me about all of this, because what I hear Trump advocating there is murder and obviously swearing, pretty prolifically. Caller, go ahead. What's your comment?
Well, first off, I'd like to say that most media people like yourself aren't for Trump and dislike anything he says.
Yeah, I voted for Trump. I voted for Trump once, and I've said many times that I actually think he was the most effective president we probably had in my lifetime. But go ahead.
We can all say that, Andrew. because the booths are closed and nobody knows how we vote. So let's just leave it at that. So the second.
Well, you're calling
is,
me a liar, so I'll pass on that one. But go ahead.
No, I'm just saying. No, nobody knows how anybody votes. When
okay.
The
anyway, you, but you had a defense of him you wanted to raise. Go ahead.
But if somebody comes into your house and steals your stuff, you have a right to shoot anybody that does that. Correct?
No. If they're threatening your life, yes. But if some guy comes, if,
well,
let's imagine.
Threat, isn't it?
First of all, store is not my house.
If somebody comes into my house,
and I shoot them in self defense, sure. But that's not this case. Go ahead.
Well, it is. I mean, if you come into a guy's store and start stealing his stuff with bats and knives and chains, I'm defending myself.
Okay, but if they're leaving. And you shoot them. What's that? If they've got a TV in their hand and they're leaving, what's that?
If they're leaving and they got back and they came in and threatened my life.
But they didn't threaten your life.
Dead and they shouldn't have done it in the first time.
But they didn't threaten your life.
They came into my store. Well, isn't it a threat if you come in and steal stuff?
It could be.
Off a guy's
but it's not shelf. Automatically. And in this, and what he's saying is, somebody's carrying stuff out the store. Shoot them. Right. That's what he said.
Yeah. Well, that's a good idea.
Well, it's illegal. It's murder.
Idea. Well, that's what you think.
I think that's what all of the cops I talk to all the time say the exact same thing. I think that's what statutes of Florida say. That's the difference between murder and justified self-defense.
Well, don't come into somebody's store with a bat and a knife, and you won't get shot.
Okay, but if they're threatening you, and look, I agree with you
that
it's frustrating and horrifying and awful. But if somebody's not threatening your life, you can't kill them. That's the law, and that's the legal underpinnings or the moral underpinnings of the law too. Is disproportionate reaction to somebody who's doing a crime. You can't shoot them in deterrence.
I'll take my chances with a jury, and I bet you I get off.
No, you'll go to jail for life, or you might get executed.
I don't know about.
I know it's a real tough thing to say. I'll take my chance with 12. I get that. I'd rather be judged by 12 than carried by 6. But I'm telling you what the law says. And he's advocating murder.
Well, you know, you just can't. If you have somebody come in your store with hammers, bats, and knives and chains.
How are they carrying a TV carrying all that?
After a hurricane, if you come into my neighborhood, there's National Guard standing there at the front entrance. If you come into my neighborhood and start looting, they're going to shoot you.
Maybe.
Right.
I don't think so. Not normally.
Well, maybe.
National Guard are not going to shoot people for stealing. But again, this is not that. This is a case where it's a store and they're not threatening your life and you're being advocated to shoot them as they're leaving with merchandise.
Well, that's fine. Just shoot them.
Okay, I'm telling you what the law says, and the law says that's murder. Hey, man, thank you for the call. I am always glad to disagree with somebody, but thank you for the call. 628 on News Radio 92.3. I'll definitely give them as much time as we can because it's a good question. It's what a lot of people think. I got a lot of texts in here saying, you know, oh, I love Trump even more than ever before. And I got other people saying, oh, my God, where are we as a country? Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Good news is we're not showing those slowdowns or delays right now. Looks like 98. Like I said, accident-free. No problems in I-10, I-110, 437, 1620. If you have traffic tips, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Thanks, Candy. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
I'm a little lost here. This is just riveting conversation this morning. I'll tell you one thing about Trump. He knows how to he knows his base, and he knows how to energize.
Oh, and this I'll absolutely say for him is he is 100% populist, meaning he will say whatever he thinks will get a lot of people worked up and excited, and he's great at that. It's the core principle thing that's missing, and the real understanding of, for example, law and order that's just, I mean, it's apparently not there. So anyway, go ahead, David.
Absolutely. A couple of headlines here. Hunter Biden is going to be in court today on federal gun charges. He was indicted last month, of course, on those 3 felony firearms charges. He's expected to plead not guilty. An investigation underway after 2 U.S. soldiers were killed in a military truck accident in Alaska. The New York Times says the soldiers were riding in a medium tactical vehicle while en route to a training exercise yesterday. The driver apparently lost control of that truck, overturned. 12 people were injured, and sadly, 2 were killed. And the UAW strike reportedly has now cost the U.S. economy nearly $4 billion. That's according to a study from Anderson Economic Group. It's citing lost wages for workers and more than $1 billion in manufacturing declines at the big 3 automakers.
Thanks so much, David. Oh, my God, the texts. I don't even know where to start. A lot of people basically said, some of these I don't want to read just because they're, you know, they're siding with me and I don't really want to read that. I don't mind arguing with somebody. I don't mind taking a call. Somebody says, well, this is why you don't take live calls. No, we do. It's just that more often texting works a little bit better. I knew that what he was saying is a sentiment that a lot of people hold, and I wanted to be able to respond to it. And, you know, obviously it's up to you to decide who you think is right in all of this, but I'm just telling you that if you're in the situation, you'll be charged for murder and probably convicted.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. Found and rescued 9-year-old Charlotte Senna, missing from a weekend camping trip with her family in upstate New York. Investigators say the suspect delivered a ransom note to the family's mailbox 24 hours later, and they lifted prints and DNA, leading them to an RV about 12 miles away where they found Charlotte in a cabinet. Hunter Biden in federal court in Delaware to answer to 3 felony gun charges. Donald Trump in New York State Supreme Court all week fighting for his real estate empire. Charged with inflating real estate values, his son Eric on Fox's Hannity.
These monsters want to have my father in a courthouse. They want to have my father spend tens and tens and tens of millions of dollars so he's distracted, so he can't be in South Carolina, and he can't be in Iowa, and he can't be in Nevada, and he can't be prosecuting Joe Biden for being the worst president in the history of this country.
America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 6:31 at News Radio 92.3, 69 degrees in Pensacola right now. Another beautiful morning. It's partly cloudy. Congressman Matt Gaetz says House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has a secret deal in place with the White House to continue funding Ukraine.
What was in the secret Ukraine side deal? What commitments were made to President Biden to continue the spending of President Biden in exchange for doing things for President Biden? It is becoming increasingly clear who the Speaker of the House already works for, and it's not the Republican conference.
That from the House floor late yesterday afternoon, Gaetz did formally move to introduce a resolution to vacate the House Speaker seat, a vote expected on that within 48 hours. That comes after the short-term funding bill was passed over the weekend. Pensacola police say one arrest has been made in that fatal shooting at the Pensacola Village Apartments over the weekend. 2 people were shot there Sunday afternoon inside the G building, including one person that died.
Our presence continue in the neighborhood and surrounding neighborhoods and the entire community as well. And we stand with our residents of Pensacola Village to make sure that that community remains safe.
That is PPD Chief Eric Randall, and spokesman Mike Wood did tell News Radio that juvenile suspect identified as Zachariah Lipsko was arrested and charged with carrying a concealed weapon and tampering with evidence. Wood says they're still searching for a second suspect in this case as well. The man convicted of 2 murders in Northwest Florida back in 1996 will be executed today. With more on that, it's News Radio's Joe Ford.
Michael Dwayne Zach's execution is set for 5 o'clock Central Time this afternoon at the Florida State Prison. Back in June of 1996, Zach killed 31-year-old Ravon Kennedy, who was a bartender out at Pensacola Beach. Earlier that day, Zach also killed 40-year-old Lori Rosillo in Okaloosa County. Zach's attorneys had appealed to both the Florida and U.S. Supreme Courts, arguing that Zach has fetal alcohol syndrome. Joe Ford, News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, Joe. Apparently some type of information technology security event is impacting courts in the First Judicial Circuit in Florida. A report from NorthEscambia.com today saying that this security issue is going to significantly impact court operations across the circuit court in Escambia, Santa Rosa, Okaloosa, and Walton counties, possibly even for an extended period of time. Phone and email service may also be affected. The court prioritizing and conducting some essential proceedings, but may be canceling or rescheduling other proceedings over the next several days. Judges reportedly will be contacting litigants and attorneys regarding any cancellations or rescheduled hearings. A drainage improvement project set to begin soon on McElhaney Road, south of the state line in Bratt. Now, this is a Hurricane Sally FEMA project. It's estimated to cost about $810,715. Right now, FEMA is funding a majority of this project, about $40,000 being put in by Escambia County. The work will include clearing debris, removing damaged culverts, installing some new ones, and ditch work, fixing fences and roads, some other miscellaneous work as well. It's all expected to start sometime this month, and once it starts, it'll take about 180 days to complete. 635 at News Radio 92.3, and let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Candy. Traffic on the fives with Candy.
Sorry about that. I was listening to the interview that Andrew's about to do. Like, who are you talking to now? As we take a look at our roads, I-10, I-110, as I said, reported as clear. 90 not showing any delays either. 98, of course, clear from Navarre to Gulf Breeze. If you have traffic tips, 437-1620, you can text them in. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thank you so much, sure. Candy. Appreciate that update. And now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We have a beautiful day in store for us today. Temperatures warming up near 87 degrees for your high. Plenty of sunshine. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping into the 60s, 67 degrees for your low. Nice weather continues for your Wednesday with a high near 87 degrees. Plenty of sunshine. Low Wednesday night, dropping near 69 degrees. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, 69 degrees in Pensacola, 72 in Gulf Breeze, and 65 in Milton. Our next news at 7. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
With your money now, Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella says Google has used unfair tactics to hobble Microsoft's Bing search engine as he took the witness stand in a landmark U.S. antitrust case against Google. Testifying in a packed courtroom in Washington yesterday, Nadella endorsed the Justice Department's theory that Google cemented its dominance of internet search through agreements with Apple that have made Google's search engine the default on Apple's Safari web browser. Many of the cranes crowding skylines from Phoenix to Denver and Dallas will come down soon, and they're likely to stay down for a long time. The number of new apartments starting development has fallen dramatically this year, a consequence of higher interest rates, declining rents, and what in some places looks like overbuilding. Apartment building starts fell to an annual rate of 334,000 units in August, marking a 41% decline from the pace seen the same month a year ago. On Wall Street, futures are modestly lower. That's your money now.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
the primaries. Is it fiction or fact? Inflation, recession, buying power, we lack.
Keeping you connected to Northwest Florida and the world.
There's only one.
News Radio 92.3.
92.3.
And the one thing I agree with my Democrat colleagues on is that for the last 8 months, this House has been poorly led. And we own that, and we have to do something about it. And you know what? My Democrat colleagues will have an opportunity to do something about that too. And we will see if they bail out our failed speaker.
Yeah, yesterday Matt Gaetz filed a motion to vacate the speaker, Kevin McCarthy, to remove him from that particular office, not to remove him from office, although that's been the threat of retaliation against Matt Gaetz, is that they might move to actually get him out of the House of Representatives entirely. He is, of course, our congressman from the 1st District of Northwest Florida and the center of attention right now in all the national political news, because on Wednesday we'll find out what this is actually going to come to, if anything whatsoever. But joining us now, a guy who's very closely associated with that particular music, used to have the afternoon show here on News Radio 92.3, Bobby Rossi. Welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, man.
Thank you very much. Good to be back on the Pensacola Morning News. This is way too early. I'm not happy to be back.
And by the way, just because I mean, we try to tell people all this, you know, as many times as possible, but there's probably people who didn't hear. You didn't leave the station. You just stopped doing the on-air because of some family scheduling conflicts, right?
Yeah. Just had to spend some more time with my daughter and everything, but I'm still at the station, still do a lot of work at the station and everything. So, yeah, I didn't leave.
Absolutely. So anyway, just for people who may not know or may not have heard and have heard you in the afternoon, and you fill in for me when I'm on vacation and do such a great job. I really appreciate that. But none of that has anything to do with why I had you on this morning. You and I were just texting about this whole Matt Gaetz thing yesterday, kind of back and forth, and you told me something that I had not known, and I thought it was fascinating. And the more I thought about it, I thought, well, instead of me telling it on your behalf, I should just have you tell it. What happened last November?
Okay.
Or actually, you know what? Given the, like, how'd you get there? Because there was a prior event that was kind of relevant to this when you were working in an entirely different market in Iowa, right?
True. So I worked in Des Moines, Iowa, and before the 2016 presidential election, so it was actually the 2016, you know, general election or primary, I actually stopped doing radio at the time, and I was encouraged by some local political groups to run for office. And they wanted me to actually run for Congress in Iowa at the time, and instead, I chose a battle I knew I couldn't win. I ran on principle. I ran on term limits against Senator Chuck Grassley.
So Chuck Grassley, who's been like 78 years in the Senate, right?
Yeah. Yeah, so my campaign was like, look, he's been in D.C. since a year before I was born. Like, he's been there forever. And I'm like, so we need to have term limits and everything. So I primaried him, and I ended up dropping out even before the primary, because that was when Justice Scalia was passed away or was murdered, whichever. The party asked me to step aside because Justice Scalia, because Senator Grassley is on the head of the Judiciary Committee and was trying to block any nominees and stuff. But so that was way back, you know, 2015. I just kind of left it at that point, you know, and I did radio in other markets and eventually came down here to Florida again and have been here ever since. So
what happened last November?
That's what happened in the past. All right. So then last November, you and I were doing election night coverage. We were up pretty late doing election night coverage. Next morning, you got up bright and early to do the show, as you always do. And about mid-morning, I got a random phone call from Washington, D.C., and it was a political consultant, and it says, "Hey, I understand you're the guy who primary checked grass." I said, "Yes, I am." And he goes, "I just recently found out that you're in the Pensacola area. Is that true?" And I was like, "Yes, I am." And he goes, "Isn't that Matt Gaetz district?" And I was like, "Yeah." And he's like, "We are looking for somebody to primary Matt Gaetz." And there's a lot of Republicans here who do not like him and want him out. And nobody likes it. He doesn't like to play with anybody, and nobody likes to play with him. And they're ready for him to be out. And we're looking for somebody to primary him. We think you have the name recognition that might actually be able to challenge him. And we'll fund it and blah, blah, blah. And I was just like, what? I was kind of surprised.
Yeah.
But they gave he gave me kind of a laundry list of reasons why they felt like he needed to go. And I told him up front that, like, actually, I think Matt Gaetz's politics are pretty on point, especially for the constituents in this area.
Right.
He just may not deliver those politics in the best way. And I think what the problem is. And he went into, well, we're concerned with his ethics situation. I said, well, it's looking like that's just going to get dropped, you know. And he goes, well, just because it's going to get dropped doesn't mean it didn't happen. We want him gone. And also, I ended up taking I said, give me some time. I obviously got 2 years before the next election. So
right.
I said, give me some time. Let me fill out what the constituents are feeling, if the constituents are done with him as well. Confided in a few close friends who are involved in the political process and the panhandle.
Hey, Bobby, hang on for me for just a second, because I want to give you, want to let you finish the story, but we're talking to Bobby Rossi, former host of the Pensacola Right Now, the afternoon show here on News Radio, about how he was basically approached after the November election last year to primary run as a Republican against Matt Gaetz in the primary because they were frustrated with him and D.C., and then he's in the middle of telling the story. I'll get to it in a second. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
They didn't ask about the girl who brought pizza that night? I'm ashamed. I'm just kidding. I 110 northbound ramp. I'm just kidding. I love you, Bobby. I 110 northbound ramp at airport showing an accident. So use caution around that area, certainly. And if you have traffic tips, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. So back to Bobby Rossi, who's telling us this drama about how a political consultant tried to get him to run against Matt Gaetz last time. Well, now, basically, coming up next year after the November election. Go ahead. You were in the middle of saying you were thinking about it, talking with some friends. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I talked to some friends in the area who are connected to the political process and everything, and just asked them to put feelers out there for, you know, how are constituents feeling about Matt Gaetz. And during that 2 months, I ended up getting so many other phone calls from other political consultants who heard that I might primary him, and they were all, I can raise this amount of funds, I can do this, and we've got this, the party might even endorse you outright, which they never do against an incumbent. They always endorse the incumbent,
right,
even though they don't like it. And so there's a lot of things like, wow, they're really pushing to get rid of him. But after about 2 months of research, I found that the majority of at least Republicans in the panhandle still support Matt Gaetz and still like him. And remember, he won in a pretty big landslide in November, too. So
right.
After a bit, I'm like, look, D.C. may not like him. The Republican Party may not like him. But the constituents still do. So they're going to keep voting him in, is what I finally determined. So,
yeah, and that's, you know, we did a very unscientific text poll yesterday, came out 70-30 pro-Matt. That didn't surprise me in the least. If anything, it surprised me it was a little lower than I thought it was going to be for support for him right now. And yeah, you didn't tell me that you were thinking about this at the time, which is fine, obviously, but I thought it was, you know, your assessment is exactly what my assessment would have been. That is a pointless enterprise and a waste of a lot of money because the area is going to send Matt back as long as he keeps asking. And that's all there is to it. So I think it's fascinating. Yeah. The reason I wanted to tell this story this morning, because Matt's so much in the news and because the party, you know, at the national level may try to kick him out of the House of Representatives. And it sort of shows the mindset to me of the folks in D.C., you know, towards Matt and, you know, what they think of him and that he won't play ball with them the way they want and that, you know, they are willing to go to almost any length to eliminate him as a roadblock to what they want to accomplish, which is interesting. You know, now you take that for what you will. Like, does that mean he's a better because he's got that power? Does that mean he's bad because he's out with the party? I don't know. But you know, I wanted to have you tell that story. Anything else about it, Bobby, that you want people to know? Because I think it's a fascinating story.
Well, I think the key is, like, there's an article that came out in the New York Post over the weekend about them trying to oust him, and some lawmakers, was an anonymous lawmaker, was quoted as saying, "Nobody here likes him. We believe he's a man without morals." That was almost verbatim of what I was told, is that exact thing. And what I think is interesting is here, right after November, I was getting a call, and I'm probably not the only one, right? So this is, I was getting a call, and these were the things I'm being told, and that was done in private, in quiet, right? Now it's reached a fervor pitch in just 8-9 months, where now what was being said privately behind doors in private conversations with potential primary candidates, now they're like, oh, so frustrated, they're going to the newspaper reporters and just saying it now.
Right.
So I think that's kind of interesting. It's just in 9 months since the election, there's already, like, what was happening privately, quietly, you know, in conversations is now like, you know what, we're going to let the world know this is how we feel about this guy. And I think that's kind of an interesting little adjustment that's happened over the past year.
It is. It is. Hey, Bobby, I just want to say thanks for getting up early. I know it's not your favorite time slot, but thank you for getting up early and sharing the story. That's why I wanted to have you on, because I didn't want to just tell it. I wanted you to tell it in your voice and for people to hear it from you. But as always, Bobby Rossi, who used to host the Pensacola Right Now and still works with the station, is program director and oversees a lot of things that we do all the time. So he has not gone. He's just not on the air as much. Bobby, thanks so much for the time this morning, man. I appreciate it.
No problem. You guys have a good morning.
You bet. 6:51 here on News Radio 92.3. A bunch of listeners. I should have told him this while we had him on. A bunch of listeners are texting in how they'd vote for him. So I understand that. All right. 6:51 here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. If you are 64 years old, turning 65, you're going to want to talk to my good friend Ricky Stewart. She will help you transition over on Medicare. It's very simple, very straightforward, but it can seem overwhelming because it's different and because probably you're getting phone calls and emails and letters, and it can feel like, ah, what's Advantage? What's supplement? What's Medicaid? Does that apply to me? It's actually very easy. And she's a delightful, I mean, she is such a sweetheart. She will walk you through the process. Her whole family does insurance. This is the one slice that she does. If I were 64, I'd be calling Ricky. Okay, Ricky Stewart Insurance. Look her up on the internet or just give her a call, 341-2185.
Ballet Pensacola season opens at the Center Friday, October 6th at 7 p.m. The production of Dracula, backed by popular demand, on stage October 6th through the 8th and the 13th through the 15th. The legendary tale is here to spookily delight the audience's taste in ballet as Ballet Pensacola's dancers travel from Transylvania to London in a pursuit of chaotic seduction, lust, and frightful encounters. Inspired by Bram Stoker's original, audiences are enticed to join in should they dare. Tickets online at balletpensacola.org or by calling Pensacola Little Theater.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Rumors of Fleetwood Mac, the world's finest tribute to Fleetwood Mac, returns to the stage in 2023. A brand new show celebrating the very best of Fleetwood Mac. A unique opportunity for fans both old and new to rediscover the songs and performances that have ensured Fleetwood Mac's place as one of the most loved groups of all time. Personally endorsed by Fleetwood Mac founding member Mick Fleetwood. Live at Pensacola Sanger Theater on November 22nd.
The ultimate tribute to Fleetwood Mac.
Tickets are on sale now from Ticketmaster.com.
More news, more talk with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins on at 11, right after the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
My heart only runs on Supreme.
National average for gallon gas, $3.79. Florida is $3.50. In Mississippi, it's $3.22. In California, it's still over $6. O2, by the way, 6.02. $3.18 east at the Walmart in Navarre, $3.19 west at the other Walmart. That's down about 3 or 4 pennies. $3.15 foot of the Garcon Point Bridge, $3.39 in proper. If you're in Milton, $3.24 at the Raceway, $3.23 in P Ridge at the Murphy, and $3.25. Got to go to that first station in Pace. That Circle K has got the better price this morning. Often it's the second one, the Raceway. Walmart on 9 Mile, $3.07. Murphy in front of the Walmart on US 29 is $3.09. And coming in from the southwest side, looks like 318 at the Shell at Cervantes and Pace. Is that right? I think that's what that one is. I can't bring it up. Anyway, 655 here on News Radio 92.3. Oh, somebody had texted in to follow up on the interaction that I had with the caller earlier. Remember how Trump had advocated shooting people as they leave the store when they have looted, that that's the way we would discourage this? And I said, well, that's murder. And somebody said, well, in Florida, Statute 776 allows deadly force to prevent the imminent commission of a forcible felony, which would include armed robbery, burglary, any other felony. To which I said, if you did it as they were entering, especially if they were brandishing weapons or there's a large group of people acting violently, you'd probably be in okay shape. But if you did it as they were leaving carrying merchandise, that'd be a murder charge. And that's the distinction. That's what Trump advocated for, is the as they were leaving part. 655 on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic on the 5.
This is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. And Executive Landscaping, big enough to do the job or get the job done, small enough to care of. 250-3756 for your no-hassle estimate. Watching an accident at the I-110 northbound ramp at airport this morning, but not showing a roadblock at all. So easy to get around. But use caution. You may find emergency crews on scene. And if you have traffic tips, text them in. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
It looks like tens of thousands of healthcare workers could go on strike Wednesday if negotiations don't improve with Kaiser Permanente. These workers say they're protesting unfair labor practices and unsafe staffing levels. It would be the largest healthcare worker strike in U.S. history, spanning hundreds of hospitals and facilities across the nation, and that includes 4 locations in Florida. It looks like the closest appears to be in Tallahassee. Jury selection's scheduled to begin in Manhattan in the trial of FTX co-founder Sam Bankman-Fried today. He faces multiple charges after allegedly defrauding customers of his digital currency exchange, FTX, and a cryptocurrency hedge fund, Alameda Research. And there could be an ad-free version of TikTok available soon.
Well, thank goodness.
Right, because that's what everybody's been looking for. Android Authority says the platform is currently testing out an ad-free upgrade. Users would now have to pay to send their information to China, apparently, on this. I don't know.
Wow. All right. David, thanks so much for the update. 657 here on News Radio 92.3. Somebody texted in and said there's probably some other people who probably got phone calls in addition to Bobby. Like, they probably tried a lot of different people to see if somebody could run against Matt Gaetz. I believe that. I bet that's true. But, you know. Obviously, no takers, or at least no takers that we know. I mean, it's early. We're a year out from the election. Who knows what's going to happen in that one? We're going to have the execution tonight. Michael Dwayne's at is scheduled for tonight. Remember, the only reason I mention this, two reasons. Number one is it's a local connection because it was here, at least one of his victims that he killed so many years ago. And two, because he is the perfect example to me of when people say that they're not for the death penalty under any circumstances, I'm completely baffled. I mean, I'm not baffled. I understand the arguments. But I look at a case like this, and I think, no, this is exactly the right thing to do. This is exactly the appropriate punishment. It is the only way. And, you know, people say, well, you know, I thought that the Bible says thou shalt not kill. Well, the Bible says thou shalt not murder. Murder is killing of an innocent, premeditated killing of an innocent. And so, no, not that. But execution is prescribed in the Bible, is actually advocated. And I think because the only way you can genuinely hold somebody accountable and honor their personhood and their capacity as persons is to execute them for murder. That's the only way you can hold them accountable and allow them, honestly, to pay for what they've done. And this is a case where it is perfectly justified. It is. And the Supreme Court turned down his appeal for having fetal alcohol syndrome. So unless something very bizarre happens today, the execution will go through. All right, a quick future news. What do you think on Navarre Beach? Land undeveloped RV park or condo in the end?
I think it's going to be a condo. I think it should be an RV park. I think they'd be better off, but I don't know.
Yeah, I think it'll be a condo. I was really thinking it through in my head. Will it be a condo? I do think that's what's going to wind up being there.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3, WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.